Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hello, this is Joe Shaw with the first episode of the next series of Only Fools and Horses. Series 2, Episode 1, The Long Legs of the Law, 21st of October, 1982. It's the morning after a dreadful night at a party in the Nag's Head pub that Ronnie went to with Delroy and two women, a mother and a daughter. Ronnie's feeling really fed up as he had been partnered with the mother, while Del was okay as he was with the daughter. Yes, you would think, like Rodney did, that it would have been the other way around, and that he would have been with the daughter considering all their ages. Delroy arrives back at the flat and says, "Oi, Grandad, I found your teeth. They were outside by the rubbish chute." While Granddad is in the kitchen cooking another burnt breakfast, Del explained to him when he and Rodney were out last night, there was a big fight between Tommy Wazzle and Monkey Howers, and a young policewoman called Sandra arrived to deal with the riot. Then Dale teases Rodney for trying to ask Sandra out on a date while she was arresting those two men in the fight. Later on in the morning, they have to go to Sitka for some breakfast because of Granddad burning the bacon. This is when Rodney tells Dale that he did manage to get a date with the policewoman after all. Delroy is so shocked when he hears this. He puts his arm down by his side and forgets he has the cutlery he stole from the calf, stash up his sleeves, and they all drop down and crash to the floor. Incidentally, this is the first trip to Sid's calf and the first time we see Sid play by Roy Heather. He is serving in the calf and he has a fag in his mouth. Back at the flat later on, Dale is not happy about Rodney going on this date and tells him that one word to Sandra and they could all end up in prison, especially with all the stolen stuff in the flat. Granddad says their kind and our kinds don't mix, Rodney. We're like cats and dogs. But Rodney doesn't listen to Delroy and Granddad. He still takes Sandra to see a film and then he only goes and invites her back afterwards to Nelson Mandela House. Which is bad news for the Trotters because the flat is full of stolen items. Dale tries to sneakily hide some of the things like the boxes of expert gin and the stolen watches that he got from his friend Trigger. Then he notices that Sandra is wearing one. Ronnie has only gone and given her one of the watches as a gift. Dale is panicking now and gets annoyed with Ronnie, but he managed to get the watch back of her by accidentally on purpose spilling gin on it. Then Dale tells her he cannot give her another drink as they have no gin left. But Ronnie then reminds Dale that they have 3 boxes of gin hidden behind the curtains. Of course, Dale gets even more angrier with Rodney. Luckily, by the end of the evening, the Trotters think they have got away with it as Sandra didn't say anything. So Ronnie takes her home, but back at her flat. Sandra tells Rodney that she knew from the very beginning that the flat was full of stolen items. Sandra gives the Trotters 24 hours to spring clean their flat, getting rid of all the stolen stuff before she informs the CID. Back at Nelson Mandela House, after cleaning out all of the stolen goods, the flat is now almost empty. Dale feels like killing Rodney and the episode ends with Delroy chasing Rodney out of the door of the flat. By the way, John Sullivan, the writer, got the idea of the story from his niece, who was a policewoman. Next time, I am going to talk about episode 2 of this second series, and it's one of my favourites with Granddad in. It's called Ashes to Ashes. Bye for now.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.